Hello everybody, today I am joined by Tom Elton, a current PhD student researching AI for education. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Ted.
No problem. My first question is simply, what is a PhD for those curious?
So a PhD is a Doctor of Philosophy. It's a postgraduate degree where students will spend about 3 to 4 years researching a topic of interest, and they'll be supervised by people at the university.
Awesome. So I know for you, there's a bit of a collaboration of interests. I know that you have a keen fascination for computer science, data science, and also education. How do you kind of intertwine and collect these ideas and interests into your PhD and how you can research that?
Yeah, it's a great question, Ted. So in terms of education, I've always been drawn to education. I've spent a lot of time since high school tutoring at either secondary school and also teaching at the university as well in a teaching assistant / tutoring position. I also study computer science and data science, which brings in this kind of interest about how we can use computing systems to kind of enhance education. And I think especially with the release of ChatGPT and just seeing how this has changed the world, it's been really fascinating. I still remember the first time that ChatGPT was released. I was studying in America and I was studying for this course. And in this course, the exam was completely open book, which meant we could use anything. We could use the internet. We could use whatever we wanted. Except that same week, ChatGPT got released. And so the professor of this unit was like, okay, we said that you could use anything, but actually we're changing that. You can use anything, but you can't use ChatGPT. And this kind of made me realize like how powerful these tools are going to be. And it really made me see like the potential of this. It's just something I really remember.
Yeah, right. I think you're exactly right, exactly how powerful it is, because I think we can all relate to, we know exactly where we were, or we can remember quite vividly when ChatGPT was released and when it was made very apparent in our lives. And I think it was made very apparent in people's lives when they were in an educational environment. For me, I started at uni, and that's when I really remember ChatGPT coming into play. So when you think about the future and throughout your research, how are you going to go about researching AI for education? Because it is such a broad topic. How are you going to collate your interests into something quite specific?
Yeah, it's a great question. So I think there's kind of like two kind of areas that I'm particularly interested in. And the first is more the applied side, where I'll kind of design systems that leverage AI to kind of enhance teaching for students, but then also potentially to help lecturers or high school teachers be able to implement kind of like active learning techniques into their classrooms. Mm-hmm. So that's one side. I think the other side that I'm kind of interested in as well is more the theoretical side. We know that ChatGPT and different, like lots of AI has been out for a while now. I'm interested how do students actually interact with these systems. You know, I think there can be a lot of observations from teachers and a lot of assumptions about how students are using them, but I think really important to kind of dive into like how are students actually using it through scientific research.
Okay, yeah. I think it's nice as well how you mentioned how students interact with AI, because in the next 10 to 15 years, I know that students and the way that AI is taught, or at least used in an educational environment, it's going to evolve quite significantly. So how do you think the ethics of AI might evolve with the classrooms and how AI is incorporated?
Yeah, so it's a really great question. I think this is a question that a lot of people are wondering as well, and I don't think it's an easy question to answer. I think that there are kind of two sides to this. I think one side, and I think a lot of people are kind of really considering this, especially in high schools and universities, is how are we assessing the fundamental skills that students are supposed to graduate with? For example, in year 11, 12, you might have to write an English essay on King Richard III, a Shakespeare play. And it's very easy to get ChatGPT to just do that for you. Mm-hmm. And so there are concerns about, you know, students are just using AI to do these things. Are we actually sure that these students can actually write by the time they graduate? And so I think this is a really important thing. Are students graduating with the fundamental skills? So that's one side of ethics. Like, are we preparing students properly? I think the other side, and these are probably things that people haven't considered as much, especially end users, but there is more of an ethics side about child safety and things like that. So for example, if you were to deploy an AI system for a high school, there are a lot of child safety regulations that, as educators, you have to follow. So, for example, if a student was to say that they were being abused, you need to ensure that this gets reported appropriately so that student can get help. But how is a student, how is an AI, rather, going to deal with this if a student tells them something that's really sensitive or need should be addressed? So I think there are multiple angles to this ethics, and I think especially as this field is growing, the government is going to probably be more involved in this and there's going to be more legislation. So yeah.
Well, thank you so much. I think it's really important to bring up these questions and further ask more. As I said, as it evolves, we'll be asking more questions, and the answers, although may not be known yet, we might have a better understanding in the future. Well, thank you, Tom, for that brief and interesting discussion of AI for education.